Welcome to Mac Minutes, episode 131. Not all USB-C ports or cables are equal. Why one USB-C cable is not likely like another, and what you should know. This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. In this episode, I'll explain the USB-C charging system and tell you the differences between the cables and why not all USB-C ports or cables are equal, why one USB-C cable is not likely like another, and what you should know. We continually are seeing more USB-C charging devices and accessories entering the market, and we have a problem. It has gotten so bad that I now keep track which cable belongs to what device and label the port's capabilities, which is the first tip for this podcast. In one of my first episodes nearly 3 years ago, USB-C was billed as the solution for all future cable needs, unifying power and data delivery with display and audio connectivity. Ushering in several years ago was the idyllic age of one-size-fits-all cable. Despite the USB-C connector supplied as default in modern smartphones, the standard has unfortunately failed to live up to its promises. It's now become time, especially here in the past year, where to keep track which cable belongs to what device if you want a device to work or work optimally. Even the seemingly most basic function of USB-C, powering devices, continues to be a mess of compatibility issues, conflicting proprietary standards, and a general lack of consumer information to guide purchasing decisions. The data speeds available over USB have also become increasingly convoluted. The problem that the features supported by different USB-C devices aren't always clear, yet the defining principle of the USB-C standard makes consumers think everything should just work. There are now four generations of USB-C cables, and likely you can't tell which one is which. This is the most common frustration with the USB standard in its current form. Moving phones between different chargers, even of the same current and voltage ratings, often won't produce the same charging speeds. Furthermore, picking a third-party USB-C cable to replace the manufacturer-provided cable can result in losing fast charging capabilities, even if it works at all. What makes this worse if you use your old cords and charger on your new device, which is precisely what is happening with most people who aren't technology-focused, as most phones don't even come with a charger. This includes Apple and Samsung phones, two of the largest phone manufacturers. If you read the information, both manufacturers are forthcoming on what charger you need to get optimal performance, but how many of our friends and family actually do that? I wish there was better news, but there is a glimmer of hope coming. As we thought charging was bad enough, data transfer gets even more complicated. USB-C supports 2, 3, 3.2, and Thunderbolt, each having different speeds for various device ports, which is confusing enough. Now making it even more complicated, cables also have to be specifically rated to meet higher speed requirements. There are huge disparities. For example, a USB 2 has a data transfer of 480 megabytes per second, compared to a USB 4 or Thunderbolt 3 has a transfer speed of 40 gigabytes per second. This is precisely why I said you need to have the proper cable labeled for the device port's capabilities. There's no way to tell if a USB-C cable supports the high current charging or 4.0 data speeds just by looking at it. Trial and error is often the only way to figure out what a USB-C port supports unless you label the optimal or factory-provided cable for the device. Currently, there is a problem with USB-C on devices, and often you do not know unless you know your device intimately. The problem with this is that certain functionality that a user might expect in a product isn't necessarily provided. Consumers may assume HDMI or Ethernet are supported over a USB-C port. Even more frustratingly, functionality might only be restricted to a specific type USB-C port on the device. You might have three ports, but only one offers the functions you want. You can certainly label the capabilities, which is the ideal in the case where there's multiple users. That is one solution for the interim. Let's now look at what can be the promise for the future if manufacturers can alter their course. USB power delivery, commonly referred to as PD, has become an almost universal charging standard in both the smartphone and laptop markets. Even phones that rely on proprietary fast charging technology have mostly embraced the technology, meaning you can now charge most gadgets somewhat quickly with USB-C to USB-C plugs and cables. Again, this requires owners to be knowledgeable of their USB-C charging implementations. Overall, the industry has been moving in the right direction. USB power delivery is gradually solving the fragmentation issue, although proprietary standards remain commonplace in the smartphone market. Major manufacturers appear to realize the problem and are taking steps to alter the future. USB 4 is a mixed attempt to unify the USB-C port, and it certainly can't solve the problem on its own. Better labeling could help consumers identify which cables and products support which features. So far, the naming schemes and logos have been rather unfriendly for casual glances. Mandatory cable and port coloring could help, and even more strictly enforced standards are needed to help average consumers get their heads around compatibility. Let's now move on to Apple's annual Worldwide Developers Conference 2021, which kicks off Monday morning and will be virtual again this year due to the COVID pandemic. It'll start with the Apple keynote scheduled for 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. WWDC 2021 provides information onto developers about the future of iOS, iPadOS, macOS, tvOS, and watchOS, all of which we expect to see modifications. WWDC lasts for a week, but on the first morning, CEO Tim Cook and other Apple executive staff will appear in a keynote presentation announcing the major software updates for the year. WWDC will undoubtedly kick off with the unveiling of exciting new updates coming to all Apple platforms later this year. Streamed directly from Apple Park, the keynote address will be available via Apple.com, the Apple Developer app, the Apple TV app, and YouTube, with on-demand playback available after the conclusion of the stream. Apple also has unveiled new hardware products at WWDC keynotes in the past, and as I speculated last week, Monday will probably be no exception. We will likely see brand new MacBook Pros with Apple processors during the keynote. I would expect WWDC 2021 to be largely software improvements across many of the operating systems. My speculation is that iOS 15 and iPadOS 15 will see most of the changes, many of them coming to messaging and widgets. If you are interested in keeping up with the WWDC 2021 announcements, I'd urge you to tune in next week, and you can follow us on Facebook, Mac Minutes Podcast Group, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. We will post a special episode of the Mac Minutes Podcast covering any announcements likely early next week. If you have a question or an idea for a podcast, please reach out to me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news and events are on social media, including Twitter and Facebook. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes this week. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Overcast, Chartable, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you soon as we move into June on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. I hope you have a great weekend ahead, and we'll talk to you next week with WWDC 2021.